brought to you by
Highland Homes and All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Dave.
Thank you. And yes, as Bob said, on Thursdays we are joined for E! News and the Rant Revival by Gordon Keith.
Hey, what's happening?
Non-disclosure!
How are you, Gordon?
Total disclosure. I'm doing great.
By the way, how did you skip last week for the Musers, the podcast, the live show?
That
how
is
was
true.
That?
It was great. Man,
has that been released yet?
Event.
Did that get dropped?
No. Yeah. No, it has not. It will in a few weeks. We have a few more podcasts.
A little more production value to go into it.
Got to lay down the laugh track.
Exactly. Yes.
But it was good?
To sweeten it. It's fantastic, man. We sold out the Kessler, which is a great venue, right? It's,
yeah, love that place.
The sound is really good in there, and the crowd was unbelievable. The P1s were
cool.
Great.
Well, congratulations on all your continued success.
That's great.
Well, thank you. I successfully installed an oil pressure sender unit today, a battery tender.
Wow.
And did my first rinseless wash of a car. I've never done that before.
How's your toilet holding up?
What toilet? Which
one?
I collect many.
The one that always joins us on Thursday. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hold on a second. I think I can play it. That's one from back there at the studio, and this is a different one.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's from Australia. Yeah.
Well, that one has a bigger tank, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very old school.
That one can choke down a bigger load.
Yeah.
It's like 2 liters.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about how Kenneth Iwamasa, the personal live-in assistant of Matthew Perry, was sentenced to 41 months in prison from his plea deal of conspiracy to distribute ketamine in Matthew Perry's 2023 overdose. And I mentioned yesterday that Matthew Perry's stepdad is Keith Morrison.
I'm Keith Morrison.
Dateline.
Yeah.
Do you have a Keith Morrison, Gordon? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's that tall, blonde, old.
He's like silver hair.
Yeah, he's like a silver fox, but
yeah.
he's real, like a real craggy face, really tall.
Bill Hader did the absolute ultimate impression.
Yeah, and I want to say that he licensed his voice. Like you can get your GPS to have Keith Morrison voice.
That'd be great.
So he spoke to reporters outside the federal courthouse in L.A. yesterday, saying, "I'm glad it's done, but to say I'm angry is an understatement. What happens if Matthew gets into any trouble with drugs at all? You call." Talking about the responsibility of Iwamasa. He says instead he controlled him by the use of ketamine. So Corby is of the opinion that it's all Matthew Perry's fault and all these people should be running free.
So Matthew Perry is asking his assistant to shoot him up, and somehow the assistant now is made out to be a murderer. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, when you know, culture could also do the old who had the power in the situation. Does Matthew Perry have more power? Or does the assistant?
Of course Matthew Perry did.
But he's the addict. He's controlled by the addiction, so he has a lack of power.
Yeah, but he has
so
the power.
So therefore the assistant is more powerful culturally.
No, there's no way. But he has the power because he is being, that's his job.
He has the vials of ketamine.
His
he has all
job
the power.
Is to be his assistant. That's how he makes money. That's how he supports his family. And in that regard, Matthew Perry has the ultimate power.
Now, which one is the ketamine queen in all this?
She got popped.
Yeah. She's the one who sourced the ketamine that the assistant injected him with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's in jail,
and she's
too.
She's in jail, too.
Everyone's in jail.
They're all in jail.
Billy Ocean?
Yeah. Billy Ocean had to go, too, sadly.
Wow.
Too close to the case.
How familiar are you guys with Olivia Rodrigo?
I think she's awesome.
Bob?
I
where does she rate on your...
Stop it.
She tangential
she
Latinas.
Doesn't, she doesn't... I don't have a Latina poll.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you have a...
Girls. Well, not a public one.
You have a top 10 list at all times.
I want to hit that.
All right.
That's behind,
like how Jerry,
that's behind the paywall.
Next rant, like you need to come up with your top 10.
Like Jerry always has a list of potential head coaches.
Uh-huh.
You have a list of... potential Latinas.
Just in case.
Yeah, if something happens to Sally or she decides she's tired of you.
Well, that could happen. But 31 years down the road, I don't feel like I'm making a list of potential
candidates. But it would not be a leap to say Olivia Rodrigo is on the list.
And if I did make a list, it wouldn't just be Latinas. That feels...
Oh, yeah, it would.
Girls.
We've seen you in action.
It would just happen to be.
You haven't seen me in action.
Oh, yeah, we have. We've seen you leering at the TV.
Gordon, I feel like I need to...
So Olivia Rodrigo, she has a new record coming out. She's released a couple singles.
I like her because she plays guitar.
Yeah, she's a bit of a throwback in that she's a pop star, but she also rocks a little bit.
Yeah.
And she pays homage to rock stars. She's friends with Robert Smith. She's friends with David Byrne. She's done stuff with other people that I can't remember right now. But she is the center of controversy right now because in her video for one of her new singles, Drop Dead, and when she appeared at Spotify's Billions Club live concert, she was wearing a baby doll dress.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the short, kind of flowy baby doll dress.
Mm-hmm. Look like you have bloomers kind of to the side underneath your skirt.
Yeah, perhaps you have bloomers on.
All right.
And so when people saw her in this dress, she got criticism that she looked infantilized and sexualized.
Infantilized.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the dress now. That's weird. That's like the least sexiest thing I've ever seen her wear.
So she, and that's her point. She says, this has been making me upset. She says, people can say whatever they want, but what's really disturbing is I've worn outfits that are revealing on stage. I've been on stage in a sparkly bra and little shorts, which is my right. That's fun. I feel cool and comfortable in that. And that wasn't inappropriate. But me fully covered up in a dress that people deem to be childlike was inappropriate. She says, this shows how we normalize pedophilia in our culture.
Oh.
And that it's rhetoric we're fed as girls since we're little, which is don't wear that because then a man is going to sexualize your body and that's your fault.
Yeah, she got you there, Gordon.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous that she's being criticized feel about, for this.
How do you feel about...
How do you defend yourself?
How do you feel about girls of legal age, consenting adults, wearing baby doll dresses?
I've never heard that term before, baby doll dress.
Dave is way too familiar with women's fashion.
Well, he worked at the Gap.
He knows a lot of terms.
Well, she said it was an homage to 90s rock icons like Courtney Love. Courtney Love used to wear those all the time.
She actually had a song, Doll Parts, right?
Yeah, not baby doll parts.
No, though. But that was the...
Yeah. Okay, I didn't even
and
think
Sabrina
of that.
Sabrina Carpenter has worn it recently. I mean,
but
it's
was
not...
Was Courtney Love so edgy that no one even... There's like, whatever, man.
I guess it was just different time that people didn't judge women's fashion as harshly.
I never thought of Courtney Love either as selling sex in any way, even though, you know, I mean, she had it going on, but I never thought of her that way. Olivia Rodrigo's in a different class of that.
Olivia looks like she's in a younger demographic than Courtney Love.
Well, yeah.
By 40 years, yes.
By 40 years.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, but Courtney was wearing it in the 90s. And it was known as the
I would say when Courtney
Kinder
was,
whore aesthetic.
When she was 30.
Kinder
was,
whore?
She looked 45.
Yeah.
She was...
So it is a childlike piece of clothing. And so when an adult wears it, that is sexualizing and infantilizing?
Well, are you going to allow women to wear pigtails? Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Don't say it like that. Don't answer any question like that, ever.
What like high pigtails? Or
what about pigtails? What about schoolgirl outfits?
Yeah, like the plaid dress?
Well, You only see that like Halloween. Are you allowed to do that now? Is Halloween one of those you get away with anything?
Yeah, hot schoolgirl.
Don't say that.
Ooh, jeez.
As an adult woman...
I mean, I feel like she has the right to do what she wants to do and dress how she wants on stage.
Gordon.
It's her presentation.
Do we have to empower the comments section of online and act like it now matters. Like that she people did, online
when somebody with five followers twists off, and then that becomes the headline.
Yeah, they're just mad at anything. They're just trying to get noticed.
And they did.
And they did. And then she responds, and now we're talking about it. And
okay, does this put her off your list for a little bit?
Shut up.
Has she dropped out of the top 10?
Let me just say, I'm against pigtails.
Really?
It's controversial.
To a point where when I find out a grown man is really into them, it's weird.
You're grossed out by Dave.
100%.
What about French braids?
Are those just
braids? What's wrong with that?
What does French braid mean?
It means the braids that start up here and then go all the way down.
Why are you talking
Those are ageist?
I don't know. Are they?
Wait, help me out here. Why are pigtails childlike but ponytail is not? Why is that?
Well, because girls...
Because it's one versus two.
Why'd you say it like that?
What is wrong with you?
Stop grating your teeth when you talk.
Okay, I got to get to this other thing before we get to the rant. Donald Trump's Freedom 250 celebration has announced its musical performers. Yeah, so you know we have
Is that the fight?
We have UFC on the White House lawn. They're building a giant octagon
edifice,
like a
structure.
It's like a Thunderdome structure on the lawn.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks great. So here are your performers. This will be. It'll start from June 25th. It will go through July 10th. It's called the Great American State Fair, and it's part of the Freedom 250 celebration. So there'll be venues at the U.S. Capitol, at the Washington Monument. It'll be moving around, but they will have these performers throughout the month.
All right. Can we guess some?
If you want.
It's like Stump the Schwab.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, for sure.
Not yet. He has not been announced as of yet.
Lee Greenwood.
Has not been announced as of yet.
Brooks and Dunn.
No.
Ted Nugent.
Nope.
Scorpions. Morgan Wallen.
Nope.
All right. Who?
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, God.
Milli Vanilli.
What?
What?
They're dead.
Some iteration of Milli Vanilli.
Right. One guy jumped off a building. He's dead.
Okay, Corby. Soften it up a little bit.
It was 30 years ago.
CNC Music Factory.
Awesome.
Martina McBride.
You think they'll play that?
Dance now.
Martina McBride. The Commodores.
Oh.
Wonder if these guys know the Commodores.
Morris Day and the Time. Young MC. Flo Rida. And Bret Michaels of Poison.
Okay, that was a layoff.
Damn it.
Yeah.
How did we forget?
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm just now hearing that Morris Day and the Time has backed out.
Oh.
They said, contrary to rumors, Morris Day and the Time will not be performing at the Great American State Fair. It's a no for me from Morris Day. Wait, oh, no. Now I'm hearing Young MC has pulled out as well. His message says, I've informed my agents that I will not be performing at the Freedom 250 event. The artists were never told about any political involvement with the event. And despite the claims by the organizers that the event is nonpartisan, Spin Magazine described it as Trump-backed. I hope to perform in D.C. in the near future at an event that is not so politically charged.
They forgot to read the rest of the article before he went on the air with it.
No, I just had a bubble in my throat. Judas Priest.
They're playing too?
No. Freedom Williams, who is the front man from CNC Music Factory.
Yeah, who can forget that guy?
He issued a statement. He put up an Instagram video.
There's still a thing?
Yeah.
But he's neither C nor C.
No.
No, he's Freedom Williams. And he's playing at Freedom 250.
Yeah.
Huh.
So he put up an Instagram video that he said he was filming while he was taking a dump.
Oh.
And he went on a rant. He said, I don't give an F about Trump. I know the type of effing anarchy he creates. But the day I let you MFers tell me what to do is the day I die.
Yeah.
I want to make that S MFing crystal clear. Listen, I will vote for effing Genghis Khan, Hitler, and MFing Ivan the Terrible before I let you ends tell me what to MFing do.
Mark.
Huh.
Mm.
Y'all can S my...
All right.
With that, don't do a show for Trump,
Dave.
S. I don't give an F about Trump, but I also don't give an F about you either.
Okay.
Mark Aldis.
Bob, how much...
Yes.
How much would it take
it's
for
gold.
You to call your mom tonight and just start... issuing this exact rant.
Yeah, just quote verbatim.
I'm not going to put Mom in the hospital.
Okay.
Bob, no. Oh, Bob.
Jeez.
He continues.
Are you going to vote for Hitler again?
Ivan the Terrible, no.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Okay, this is...
the third time you voted for him.
If you thought that was
He's
insane...
He's not going to win. You're throwing your vote away.
If you thought that was insane,
uh-huh.
He goes on.
What?
He says, you keep pushing me. I'll do the MFing show in North Korea, urinating on a effing American flag,
whoa.
Smoking a Cuban cigar, drinking Venezuelan wine, playing golf with MFing Kim Jong-il with an Iranian bitch on my lap, while Trump standing there with his D in his hand. That's how much of an F I give what you N-words think. You can't cancel me, P, because you don't exist.
All right.
Whoa.
Wow.
Listen,
sounds like
I will vote for effing Genghis Khan, Hitler, and MFing Ivan the Terrible before I let you ends tell me what to MFing do.
Whoa.
In case
so, yeah,
people are just joining us,
CNC
reading
Music
from Bob's
Factory's
Twitter account.
Freedom Williams.
What would have had to go wrong for that to be in Bob's Twitter account?
I walked away with the screen up.
Yeah,
when you went potty,
I copy and paste.
Remember when we were at the Super Bowl and Gordon, I just left my computer open and he was there.
Yeah, what did he?
I think he said like my balls are. I've got donkey balls that smell like corn nuts.
Wow.
Called the Mew. So.
Indeed.
Oh, yes. All right. Coming up next.
Don't just blurt out Claude.
On the Rant.
How dare you.
Teacher. Student.
What?
Sex.
The ticket.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rant.
Yeah.
Jump.
All right, so we have hit a snag in the broadcast out here at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. It is rant time, featuring... Unfortunately, the other members of the rant are going to have to be on the phone for the short term because... we are at the Choctaw Club out here at the golf tournament. It is not a grounded building, and all hell is breaking loose around us, Gordon.
What do you mean it's not a grounded building?
Well, it's not the, Michael Toth or Toth that runs Colonial. He's done a lot of stuff with you guys as well. He came up and he was like, you guys got to get out of here. It's just prone to lightning if lightning is in the area. And I guess that there's lightning on two different sides of the golf course right now. So we thought that they were actually going to resume play because they had suspended it about an hour ago. And now I don't know because it looks like we're in this little bitty nook where the golf course is kind of surrounded by it. So they moved all of our equipment, and you know what that takes. They're running back and forth from the Choctaw tent, the Choctaw Club, into the media center, which is about, I don't know, 50 yards away. And so it's just a back and forth right now of equipment and crap. So that's kind of where we are right now. Just bad luck. Were you out there that time, Gordon, when the lightning struck?
No, I was not. That was the one that almost killed George and Craig.
See you later.
All right. Whoa! That's not good. Whoa! That is not good.
I think it's time to head into the golf shop.
I want to say that was the first year we were on the air.
Yeah, and that probably, they were probably doing middays, right? 2 to 5?
Yeah, that was the 2 to 5 days.
Yeah. Well,
very early.
It is that time of year where we get the storms, and it's been that way all week long. But, yeah, we're trying to make things right. Michael is running back and forth, and Bob and Dave are trying to help him right now, and I'm manning the fort.
Well, yeah, if I could, I'd like to do something to help out a little bit. I'd like to promote my Twitch broadcast tonight. I'll be Twitch streaming at 7:35 p.m., twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. I'm going to cover all of this behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on right now because there's an untold story.
Well, I don't know what that would be. Oh, it looks like, too, the room that we're moving into is a little bit echoey, it appears.
Very echoey.
We're going to be great. We're going to do great. It's going to be awesome.
Gosh.
What's going on in here?
The Colts.
Oh, wow. My enemies. So, yeah.
You got enemies in there?
Right, what's that?
Who are the enemies?
Well, there's a the high school that I went to, Lamar, the big rival was Arlington High. And they're in there manning one of the booths, it looks like. Arlington High is. So, yeah, they just booed me.
Did Bob just leave?
Well, apparently Bob and Dave are just kind of sitting there watching all this unfold and not really helping out. kind of weird. We got moved because the lightning. Yeah.
But
that's
looks like that weather, though, is moving past you pretty quickly, and I don't see what else is coming your way.
Yeah, I don't either, and I think it was just all lightning-related. I think it's just one cell that was producing a lot of lightning, and they've cleared the entire building, fans, workers, everything, and they're like, you guys got to get out of here right now. And we're like, what? Okay.
Well, I guess that's good, though, an abundance of safety.
Yes. No, I totally agree. You got to be safe with these things. Yeah, it's just part of the deal. Okay, so let's do this. Can you stick around, Gordon, if we take a 3-minute break, and then I think we'll be fixed by then, and then
sure.
We can come back and do a big rant.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay with us. Rant next.
The internet is officially broken, automated, and full of AI slop. You need to rescue your feed by following the ticket at DFW Ticket right now. Keep it real on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch. Get behind-the-scenes photos and video that you can't see on radio, plus breaking sports news alerts, station event info, and, of course, the pure P1 party in the comments. No bots, no fake content, just real ticket idiocy. Smash the follow button at DFW Ticket.
You know I'm right.
From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
This Power Hour brought to you by CrestBuysCars.com. Sell your car fast.
Shane Mullen with Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. With all the ads for injury lawyers, choosing the right firm can be confusing. Trust 41 years of experience and join the family that fights for yours. Call 214-INJURED, MullenandMullen.com. No recovery, no expense or fees. Been that way since 83.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Academy Sports and Outdoors doesn't sell meat.
We do sell the things that make meat, meat. Grills that make steak sizzle, smokers that melt brisket, and chairs that make you say, let's sit and eat meat. But that meat didn't come from us. The shade you're under, spice you're tasting, and American flag shirt you're wearing, that's us. Cherry wood and charcoal, yes. Corned beef, no. Cornhole, yes. Canapes, yep. Canapes, I don't know what that is. Meat, no. Everything but the meat, yes. Academy, fun can't lose.
The Hardline is broadcasting live at the Charles Schwab Challenge from the Choctaw Club today. Tee up the good times this summer at Choctaw Casino and Resort, where Rewards Club members have three chances to become millionaires in their 3 months, three millionaires giveaway drawing. Start earning entries now. Go to ChoctawCasinos.com for more information.
Meet Tisha, talking about her motivation to have lens replacement from ClearSight.
No, I didn't even qualify for LASIK. If I did that, I'd still have to wear the readers. And I was like, well, that's not worth it. I want to be done. This way, I'll never get cataracts. My vision will be perfect.
And how her life has changed thanks to ClearSight. Look to the future with lens replacement from ClearSight. For a limited time, enjoy 0% financing for 36 months on LASIK or lens replacement at ClearSight. Call 214-380-2020 or visit clearsight.com to schedule your free, no obligation eye exam. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
And you're going to love what you see.
Sponsored by By the Yard. Texas heat is tough. By the Yard is tougher. Their maintenance-free outdoor furniture won't warp or crack, and it's backed by a 35-year warranty. Upgrade your patio with furniture that's made to last for decades, not just a season. Visit By the Yard in Frisco today. By the Yard. Life is better outdoors.
All right, let's talk about your next vehicle and the wisdom of leasing. Leasing makes a lot of sense in this space because buying has become very cumbersome, very expensive, and those buying agreements can go on forever, like 8 years now, like 96 months. It's absolutely crazy what we're talking about for payments, and the payments are not lower, they're just longer. That's why leasing has made so much sense with my friends at D&M Auto Leasing. That's right, D&M Auto Leasing has been doing something they call the Easy Lease for 50 years and 50,000 clients, and I'm one of them. Very proud to be a D&M client now because, well, for several reasons. Let's talk about saving money. Lower payments, you pay for the part of the car you use, you don't pay for the part of the car you don't. Then time. I'm not going to spend all weekend at a dealership. I'm not going to go dealer to dealer. I'm going to tell them the car I wish to drive and the amount of money and so forth. It works out very, very well. So D&M Auto Leasing, 817 or 972-35-LEASE, 35-L-E-A-S-E. Check them out today, dmautoleasing.com, where we make leasing easy.
We make leasing easy at D&M.
This report is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer of FIFA World Cup 26.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Still have a heavy drive getting from Fate into Rockwall, I-30 West toward 205. Got a stall on that right side, so it's about a 25-minute delay from 551. Dallas accident, 635 East at 35 is working over on that shoulder. Richardson, we've got delays now, 75 northbound approaching Renner. Two of the right lanes blocked there with a crash, and that's backed up from 635. Plano, we've got one southbound 75 at Plano Parkway, just causing about a 5-minute delay. I'm Katie London for the tickets. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
This report is sponsored by Firebirds Wood Fired Grill. Stand up to childhood cancer June 5th through 7th. One cup at a time. Firebirds Wood Fired Grill fights back against childhood cancer. Join Firebirds during Lemonade Days to enjoy fresh lemonade, a slice of lemon cake, lemonade cocktails, and more. All to benefit Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, one cup at a time. See you there.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Avoid the headaches of a traditional home sale and move on your timeline with a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate. Hi, it's Jeff Catlin of The Ticket. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and then start packing.
The Ticket has won 5 Marconi Awards since the last time Jerry and the Cowboys won a Super Bowl. That streak looks like it's going to continue a while. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Live where luxury meets lifestyle at the Village Dallas. Enjoy access to the Village Country Club, live summer entertainment, and more. Text VILLAGE to 22126 to win a $100 gift card. Visit thevillagedallas.com.
It is 534. It is the Rant Revival. We've had some weather chaos here at the Colonial. We have relocated. Michael has done his thing.
Well done, Michael.
Back up and flying.
Yeah, evidently, giant metal tent structures are not grounded and are dangerous places to be when there's lightning in the area.
I don't care.
You don't want the hard line to die today, do you? Don't answer
some,
that.
Some people would.
But
not the real hard line, so I don't care.
We will we will delay Evan Grant, hopefully just till tomorrow, but we'll get to the bottom of baseball. There's still a couple days left in baseball season, so we'll get to that tomorrow. But here are your rant boys.
We still have Gordon?
We do.
We still have me.
Thank you for hanging out.
Oh, and it's brought to you.
Yeah, by. Sure.
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
That was chaos.
That was chaos.
Okay, well, a long time ago, we teased teacher-student sex.
We did.
This is from Georgia. As a 25-year-old hot teacher.
Really?
That you probably need to Google as we are talking about this. Her name, Maris Nichols. M-A-R-I-S-N-I-C-O-L-S. She was arrested last Thursday on multiple charges, including grooming of a minor, sexual assault, and child molestation.
It's hard to groom those guys with their little hats and lights on.
They're
very dirty all the time. Yeah, well, I guess that's why you groom them.
You just lick your thumb and wipe the soot off their face.
Okay, so I'm being told to look up Maris
Nichols.
Nichols, okay.
Yeah.
You may be overrating a little bit, but...
Well, I mean, as these types of teachers go, she's 25 and she's very fit.
Okay.
So she was teaching at...
Her mugshot, she doesn't look very happy.
She was teaching at Alexander High School in Douglas County, Georgia. And her crimes involve 6 different teenagers.
Oh, my God. This wasn't like one person?
No.
Holy crap, baby.
So one of them was one student she had sex with twice. Once in a Hummer parked in a driveway, and another time in a closet at the school.
Okay. That sounds risky.
She also is accused of sending nude photos and videos of herself, including those using a toy on herself.
Oh, boy.
She also did a live chat with at least 2 teens who were under 16.
Oh, no.
Showing them how she likes to use this thing.
Uh-huh.
What kind of toy?
Mr. Potato Head?
A sex toy.
Oh.
A speak and spell.
A phallus.
Stretch Armstrong.
She allegedly sent text messages to 2 male students describing the acts that she wanted them to perform on her. She also sent nudes to a female student and encouraged that student to watch 50 Shades of Grey.
So this was just...
audiobook by George Dunham.
Yes.
Anything and everything, lady.
Yeah, I think she also sent a video to one or more of the students, like a sex tape that she had made with her husband in the shower.
Oh, she's married?
Gosh.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he knows about all this stuff. Like, now? Is it Ian on this?
Oh, maybe he's listening to the rant and he's finding out? Or was he complicit in...
I don't know. I don't know if he knew that she was using their private marital material to groom teenagers. I don't know if he was complicit in that. If we could tie it back to the Colonial and the Charles Schwab Challenge.
I'm sure they would love
that. Do they want it to be?
That she also allegedly has sex with another student in the back of his truck at a golf club.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
a 7-iron?
So the non... Jeez. The non mugshot photos... She's very cute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it looks like someone that... Because typically you're like, okay, I see that. I can see this in her. It's my judgment. I can see that in people.
She just looks like a bubbly teacher.
Yes, like the most normal girl ever.
You just don't know.
You really don't.
So how many years in prison is that?
Well, man. I mean, she was just arrested, so... We don't know.
6 kids?
We don't know even the total number of charges. She hasn't been fully indicted yet.
But that's a long time.
She was indicted, but she wasn't indicted.
Mm.
Because haven't we seen that the female aggressor gets treated really no differently in a court of law than the male aggressor?
Yeah, but when it's 6 kids instead of just 1?
Under 16... Like, it gets really fishy.
She's going away for like, long time.
If this were, if these were seniors and they're 18 and like, yeah, bro, whatever, then
she's only like 6 years older than me.
Right. Then people would maybe look at it differently. But we're talking about like ninth graders, dude.
So this Bob, have you actually read something on this that says that females suffer the same punishment as male?
Sexual offenders? I probably should at least disclose that I'm on this radio show that does the Rant Revival every Thursday, and every Thursday we follow educators who fall down this trap, and I feel over the course of time...
So you're victim-blaming that she was entrapped by these students?
I don't think she's the victim.
Well, she's
here,
not
Dave.
The victim.
I would
say... Well, but he said that she fell into a trap.
Caught in a trap.
Fell into the temptation. How's that?
Okay. That's better.
Fell into the temptation?
Mm-hmm.
If a male teacher does this, you call this falling into temptation? As opposed to assault?
I don't think I'm on trial here. I think I'm
Yet
just,
suddenly you are.
I think I'm just trying to make a point that she is so over-the-top reckless with her wrongdoing that she appears to have a prison wish in her future.
I would guess that this is going to be 20 years.
I think that's way low.
I mean, she's pretty cute.
I don't think a judge takes cuteness.
You are pretty cute.
It's not like she was speeding and the cop is taken with her beauty.
I know. Holy crap, baby.
Did one of the teens say, "Holy crap, baby"?
Probably, unfortunately.
Holy crap, baby.
So if you're this woman's husband, do you stay because of love and because of commitment and all that?
Like you said, maybe if they're
I mean, provided he's not in on all this.
Right, which is no way.
There's a 99.9% chance he's not in on it.
Right.
Now,
as
this is
twisted as this planet is.
This isn't as bad as the teacher who would give her students mushroom tea and then have them run a train.
Yeah, that was not too long ago either. And you know, there was the one here in the area. I can't remember, like, somewhere in the 817, if I remember correctly.
Shout out.
That was like the basketball team. The whole team.
I told you I'm on the right show for this knowledge base, Gordon.
What do you got?
No, I'm just saying.
What's your favorite story?
Being here every Thursday has really built up a...
Well, it's a big part of community quick hits, too. It's not
yes.
A, yeah.
Yes.
This
yeah.
show sucks.
Wow. Yeah, I think if you're the husband, you've as much as you're like, you know, baby, I thought this is going to last forever.
Our vows.
Would it be a deal breaker for you, Gordon?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, could you imagine that betrayal?
So run-of-the-mill cheating, could you get past that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that's a pretty tall hurdle, but yet a lot of people do get over it.
But when it's crime,
yeah,
that's where you definitely
I do think when it wanders over the felony line, Dave, it probably changes things.
But what if it was the basketball team and it was like a bonding thing and they won state?
You don't bond over a teacher.
They did.
Well, they shouldn't have.
Yeah, evidently she did, this Georgia teacher, she did have a thing for student athletes. A couple of these were either football or basketball
players. She was the football...
That leaves four of them that are not, though, so how is it a thing for student athletes?
She was the football operations manager, whatever that means when you're in high school.
Operations manager.
I mean, this is like a job in college. But to be that brazen and you're doing it in a closet and you're sending videos, closet in the school, and then in somebody's car and a golf course.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, let's not defile a golf course
that's
like that.
That's not what golf courses are for.
No.
Sully the gentleman's game.
At all.
You're supposed to be playing golf, young lady.
Do you think that there is, on a nightly basis, not a story like this, but just a golf course romp that goes on every day in the United States on a golf course at some point. I do too.
Yes.
Yeah. Golf is sacred.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, I would.
Bob said he's christened every course in DFW. Including
I have
Colonial.
Not said that. I will. Yeah.
Iron Horse has the best parking lot.
In particular, Colonial.
Hey, I've left a lot of these local courses with 19 holes.
Don't you think there is a 100% chance that those young men are not going to be able to keep your secret?
Oh, my God. That's the thing.
Yeah, they're going to be high-fiving their friends like, and, no matter, and sharing that video
no.
that you sent.
No matter
not
what their accomplices.
Their friends.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they can't handle that, Gordon.
Now, I don't know if her husband was complicit, but somebody helped bond her out last Friday, $74,000 bond.
James,
you don't think
bond.
Those were the 10th graders?
They all pulled their allowance together?
Yeah. God, we need her out.
Yeah. We had plans this weekend.
Do you want to break her out of there?
What if a bunch of ninth graders bonded her out.
Let's get to work on that
Made
script.
Her pop out of a cake.
How many miles are on her?
God, you know what? What about... Okay, so she's 25, right? So her,
right.
It, her parents are
this
like our
just,
age.
This kind of proclivity doesn't just pop up at the age of 25.
No, but think about her poor parents. Like, it's one thing, the kids and all that, and but, man, the parents now have to, that is, they got to own that wherever they go the rest of their lives. Like, that's mom and dad.
Maybe they have to.
You guys have that nympho teacher, right? That was your kid?
I mean, I wouldn't even leave the house. Right? You'd have to move.
You'd probably
You literally have, would have to move.
Move.
You'd
probably have to move to the house next door.
You probably have to
That's not far enough.
Monday morning quarterback no. some of your parenting strategies.
I mean, were there signs?
She wouldn't put up signs saying she's doing it.
She pretty much
No matter
did.
How careless.
Like, did anyone know? Like, are their high school friends like, oh, yeah. Yeah. We saw this coming.
Yeah. She got around when she was in high school.
Yeah. Kept talking about how she never wanted to leave.
It's the best time of our lives.
Corby, were you the most sexually active in your high school?
I was the least sexually active in my high school. Like, by a mile.
Less than Bob?
That's
we're probably...
Difficult.
Kissing cousins. We're probably high-fiving celibacy.
I would just say that... we have to look at the age differences somehow. I'm into ageism the older I get.
What do you mean?
I mean, when I look at different sectors of society, I think, you know, maybe we should have a maximum driving age and a maximum public office age.
Yeah,
a maximum age differential in relationships.
And I do think the teacher-student age has to have a proper gap in it that's probably closer than early 20s and high school.
So we need like...
Oh, you're saying to be a teacher?
Yeah, like you should be 50.
Well, no, but if you're 25, you can handle elementary school, let's say. And then...
Wow.
Maybe 30, we can start talking about high school.
Maybe 35.
35, yeah.
Yeah,
when you're old enough where they think you're 50.
Why the wow, Gordon? I'm just trying to pass policy that can work.
I don't like limiting women's economic opportunities.
Why do women have to be teachers and not men?
Men in particular, but yes, we have to catch the outliers across the aisle as well.
I don't hear stories about male teachers, though.
Oh, my gosh. You should tune in to the Hardline on Thursday.
Oh, really?
Nothing gets these jackals more excited.
And male teachers doing it.
Teacher student sex is not done on Thursday.
We just had the story.
It's done on Community Quick Hits.
Like, we just had the story of the male teacher who was caught having some kind of inappropriate contact with a female student in his classroom.
Yeah.
A fellow student walked in and caught them doing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
pretty brazen if you're doing it on campus.
Dude. That's what amazes me. Like this woman doing it in a closet. Like, what are you doing? How could you be that reckless with that?
Right next to the barf sawdust.
I think texting videos to the students is more brazen than the closet maneuver.
It all is pretty shady.
Corby, didn't you have a student-teacher deal?
Oh, yeah.
No.
In high school?
No. Where did you ever...
I love the Gordon.
Yeah. Didn't you...
Don't I remember you?
Didn't you tell me one time?
Yeah, like you were double-teaming history and psychology at the same time, right?
You confided in me once that you did
That's
this.
Right. Now I remember confiding in you.
Through me
Gordon is always the
wall,
safest person to confide in.
Yeah, it will never show up on the air.
It will never go into his file of how to get you one day.
He's a vault.
No, we had suspicions about one of our teachers, and still do. Like there was a guy,
it was verified in my high school.
Guy?
No, female teacher that hooked up with multiple male students.
Really?
Yeah.
So when did you
in my grade and grades following me?
When did you find out about it?
I mean, well after. There were rumors, but then I've heard it confirmed.
Our little Berg had one of my kids have someone in their grade for like 3 consecutive years get flagged. Educators.
Well, and we just had the story of the guy in Tennessee, the school board member, that the student representative on the school board gives a speech and she's going to sit down and he gives her a hug and says, God, you're hot. Where do you go to school?
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
People can't handle themselves.
Well, we got to go.
Yeah, we do. All right, Gordon, thank you for sticking around.
Are you twitching tonight?
Yes, twitching tonight, 7:35 p.m. twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
There he goes. All right, Gordon,
free.
Thank you. Have fun tonight. It is free.
All right,
thank you,
Gordon.
Absolutely. Totally free.
Just like Summer Bash, it's free.